when it comes to the spiritual realm, you in charge.
Dr. Tony Evans describes what real trust in Christ sounds like.
So I'm going to come up underneath you for you to do the talking for me to a problem I can't fix. And Jesus called it great faith.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. You pray, you study, you go to church, yet sometimes it feels like your faith just isn't working. Sound familiar? If so, Dr. Evans says that what you need may not be more faith, but different faith. Let's join him as he explains.
In Luke chapter 17, verse 5, the disciples made a request of Jesus. They said, increase our faith. The Lord says in verse 6 in response to their request, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you will say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, then you will be able to say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and be planted in the sea, and the tree will do what you say. That's a staggering statement. And it's a staggering statement for three reasons. One, the size of a mustard seed. Two, the nature of a mulberry tree. And three, all I have to do is speak to it, and it will do what I say. While a mustard seed is very small, it packs a lot of life. Because when you plant a mustard seed, it'll give you a tree that grows up to 15 feet. So while it's small, it's jam-packed. A mustard seed is all you need because of what's in it. Its life and its potential for growth is staggering. So first of all, he talks about mustard seed, very small. Secondly, he tells you what the mustard seed can do. He says the mustard seed can tell the mulberry bush to be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would do that. Now, to you and I, that may not mean much, but to the disciples who heard this, that was a staggering statement because of the nature of a mulberry tree. A mulberry tree, sometimes called in Scripture a sycamore tree, had an in-depth root system that not only went way down in the ground, but intertwined itself with its roots and anything in the neighborhood. In other words, a mulberry tree's roots went all over the place. It would be said of a mulberry tree, once it's planted, leave it alone because you'll never be able to untangle it. It would be typical for a mulberry, a sycamore tree, to live 600 years. That's how solid and how deep the roots went. The good news I want to give you this morning is that your 600-year-old, deeply rooted, twisting and turn problems are just waiting for you to talk to it. Because notice he says, you will say to the mulberry tree, be gone. The mulberry tree represents a deeply rooted, long-lasting dilemma that has controlled your life, and you are sick and tired of it ruling you. Anybody have any mulberry trees here today? In another place, Jesus says, you shall say to this mountain, be moved. Something too high for you to get over. An obstacle too high for you to climb. Same principle. Increase our faith. Jesus says a mustard seed faith will do. And you will know it's the real thing because all you have to do is speak to the problem. So follow me here. He tells them a story. At first, it looks like the story doesn't even belong. It looks like he may have gone to a whole nother topic. No, he's simply telling them how to get the kind of faith that will speak to your mess and your mess take off. He says, which one of you disciples, which one of you listening to me talk to you about faith right now would have a servant? And the servant goes out and does his daily chores and then comes in. Which one will say to him when he comes in from the field, come on immediately and get something to eat? He's saying, none of you would do that. He said, let me tell you what you would do. After he had done his daily chores, you would say to him, he says in verse 8, prepare me something to eat. Properly get dressed, go wash up, shower up, because you've been working outside all day, and serve me while I eat and drink. And afterward, you may eat and drink. That was the order of the day. It was the job of the servant to feed the master, and then the servant would sit down to eat. A servant would not dare eat prior to making sure the master, watch this now, was satisfied. It was when the master was satisfied that the servant got to enjoy what the master had. For a servant to eat first would have been out of order. Because the master is not there for the servant. The servant is there for the master. If you want mustard seed faith that will unravel a mulberry tree life, then there must be complete submission to spiritual authority. If you are not submitted to spiritual authority, you don't have the right kind of faith. And the wrong kind of faith won't unravel the deep roots of a mulberry tree. When you go to God and say, God, I've got a mulberry mess in my life, what God wants to see is, are you coming as a servant or a master? How do you know if you're in the servant category and thus properly aligned under spiritual authority? He tells you how. Verse 9 and 10, he does not thank the slave because he did the things which were he was commanded, does he? So you too, when you do all the things which are commanded you. If you are out of alignment with the master because there are undone things that he has told you to do that you have not fulfilled, you do not then have mustard seed faith, which means you cannot now have a mulberry tree power. Some of us here today have uncompleted things in our lives. But we haven't fed the master. So the master's still waiting for you to finish your chores so that he's satisfied. He's eaten. And when he's satisfied, guess what it says he's going to do? Turn around and feed the servant. Abraham had to offer Isaac his son, and that was the commandment. He took him up on the mountain to slay his son. And the Bible says, not until Abraham was about to complete his obedience. In other words, waking up in the morning wasn't enough. Getting dressed wasn't enough. Getting his son ready wasn't enough. Getting the mules ready wasn't enough. Walking up the mountain wasn't enough. Sharpening the knife wasn't enough. It wasn't until the knife was about to come down, completing the obedience, that God showed up with the ram in the bush. He had to have completed the obedience for the supernatural to step in. But when the supernatural stepped in, guess what he got? He got a vision from God he had never seen before. He got Jehovah Jireh. The Lord sees and the Lord provides. Why didn't you give me this blessing years ago? I didn't give you these blessings years ago because years ago you hadn't completed your obedience. It took him 15, 16 years to complete his obedience. When he completed his obedience, he got his promise. Are there things still left undone, keeping God hungry so that he's not free to feed you? That is, to share his authority with you. The key to more faith is submission to spiritual authority that is complete. Turn to Matthew chapter 8. Now, this isn't maybe a sermon that you'll shout about, and I ain't in a shouting mood either, so. But you ought to get excited about the fact that I can speak to my mess and it untangle itself and leave me alone. That's some powerful stuff. Watch this principle in the life of Jesus in a story he tells, same principle, but look at it in verse 5. And when Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion, a Roman soldier, came to him, imploring him, begging him, and saying, "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, fearfully tormented," that is, demonized. I want a lot of you to know that a lot of the mulberry trees in your life are being tied together by spiritual forces, which is why you can't untie them. They're spiritual evil forces that have gotten the roots of your life going in so many different directions, and you can't untie them no matter how hard you try. Because it's a spiritual issue.
Dr. Evans will tell us how the spiritual issues can be resolved when he comes back to continue the centurion's story after these words about his new book called Pathways.
When impossible circumstances suddenly fall together and you find yourself in just the right place at the right time, people call that good luck, but not Dr. Tony Evans.
You live on luck if you want to. I choose providence. Providence is God hooking things up.
But what about when it's the other way around? Is it still providence when others say that your dreams will never come true, you'll never make anything of yourself, or you'll never be happy, fulfilled, worthwhile? Find the answer in Tony's new book, Pathways.
God in his providence can take the nutmeg of your situation, the butter of your circumstance. He can take the flour of your failure and the sugar of your successes. Put them in his sovereign blender. Mix them up and still come out with a cake that works.
Discover how to stay confident and committed to the Lord's one-of-a-kind recipe for your life. Pathways from Providence to Purpose. Brand new from Dr. Tony Evans.
You can get your copy today at tonyevans.org. And if you include a contribution of any amount to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station, we'll send it to you as our thank you gift, along with all 10 lessons in his current series, The Keys to Spiritual Victory. We're offering them both for a limited time as our way of saying thanks for your investment that makes this listener-supported program possible. So don't miss out. Visit us at tonyevans.org today to make the arrangements. Again, that's tonyevans.org. Or call us day or night at 1-800-800-3222, and one of our resource team members will help you. Well, time to get back to our lesson right now. Here's Dr. Evans.
But he says, my servant is home, fearfully tormented. And Jesus said, watch this now, I will come and heal him. Now that's good news. It's good news for the Savior to say, I'ma come and I'ma help you out. That's good. Isn't that good news? But Jesus said, I'ma come. And isn't that what we want Jesus to do? Come and help HBO, help a brother out. But the centurion, the Roman soldier, said, Lord, I am not worthy for you to come under my roof. But just say the word, and my servant will be healed. I don't deserve you to come into my house. I know who you are. You're Lord. I don't deserve you to come into my house, but if you'll just say the word, you don't have to leave where you are. Just speak. Why did he say this? Verse 9. For I am a man under authority. Do you remember my premise? Faith is tied to being under spiritual authority. He's a Roman soldier. He says, I know what being under authority is. I'm a man under authority with soldiers underneath me. Now, when Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who were following, truly I say to you, I have not found such great faith with anyone in Israel. But wait a minute. The man hadn't said anything about faith. The word faith has not been used. Yet Jesus says, this is great faith. What made the man's faith great? His understanding of authority. He says, you don't have to come because I know how this authority thing works. When I speak to the soldiers underneath me, that's all I have to do because I'm in charge. This is a spiritual problem that my servant is dealing with. He's tormented. Now, it's showing up in paralysis. Parts of him are not working, but it's not about paralysis. It's about the fact he's a demonized man. And I know when it comes to the spiritual realm, you in charge. And so all you need to do, Jesus, is speak. Because that realm is going to obey your voice. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come up underneath you for you to do the talking for me to a problem I can't fix. And Jesus called it great faith. Because he understood authority. Verse 11, I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and recline at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast in the outer darkness, in that place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In other words, a lot of folk from the outside gonna get in on this, and a lot of folk from the inside won't know nothing about it. And Jesus said, this is centurion, verse 13, go, it shall be done for you as you have believed. The faith became great, and Jesus took over. Why are we not seeing mulberry trees removed? Because Jesus has not yet taken charge of the situation. And the reason he's not taken charge of the situation is we're not underneath authority. We're either walking beside him or trying to operate over him, but are refusing to come underneath him. And there's only one way you come underneath him, and that is fulfilling all that he told you to do. He gives a closing word in Luke 16, and then we're finished. Verse 10, so you too, when you do all the things which are commanded, you say, we are unworthy slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done. He now addresses your attitude. You ever tell your kid to do something and they do it with a bad attitude? I want you to clean up your room. And they act like they're doing you a favor. No. You live in your room, you ought to clean up your room. That's a responsibility, not a favor. When you go to God to unravel the mulberry trees of your life, and you come to him saying, okay, you gave me these three things to do, and I've done them, so you better. That ain't gonna get it. He says, when you have completed all your tasks, you are still to approach God as one who is unworthy. That is, you must deal with God in humility, in subordination to legitimate spiritual authority cancels faith. It's no longer mustard seed faith. It has no growth potential. It's dead faith. A lot of Christians are walking around with dead faith, and that's why they can't unravel anything in their lives. When God said, let there be light, he didn't break out in sweat. Because God is under himself. So when God speaks, he speaks true to himself. And since he speaks based on who he is, nothing that he speaks can resist what he calls forth. He calls things as though they were, when in fact they are not. In other words, he can change things without raw material to work with. So that means you don't have to see how he's going to do it. He doesn't need raw materials to pull it off. So may God help you to speak now your change, because you now have the right kind of faith. You have mustard seed faith.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with a thought about how we connect to the source of that mustard seed kind of faith. You'll want to stay with us for that. But first, don't forget to request your copy of the teaching collection Tony's been presenting, The Keys to Spiritual Victory. It includes a lot of additional material and a bonus message we won't have time to bring you on the air. It's yours as our thank you gift for a contribution of any amount, provided we hear from you before this limited time offer runs out. And don't forget, along with it, you'll get a copy of Tony's brand new book, Pathways. So make a point of visiting us right away at tonyevans.org to make the arrangements. While you're there, check out our huge collection of resources, including the new small group Bible study guide that goes along with the book. Also, you can sign up for Tony's free weekly email devotional and follow along with him on social media as he reads through the Bible with us, this week in Esther chapters 3 and 4. Again, that's tonyevans.org. Or you can call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our staff members help you. 1-800-800-3222. If God already knows everything, why would he ever have reason to change his mind? Well, we'll find out tomorrow as Dr. Evans takes a look at when and why the Lord chooses to be flexible. Right now, though, he's back to wrap up today's program.
One of the great things all of us need in life is hope. Hope is expectation about the future, that things will be better where I'm going than where I am or where I've come from. And the greatest hope that's given to us by God is the hope of eternal life, that when this life is over, we immediately enter into God's presence and don't have to worry about the scourge called death. So if you want to bypass death, you can do that, because there's the hope of the gospel, the good news that anyone who comes to Christ for salvation, recognizing their sinfulness and their need for forgiveness, will be given that salvation when they come to Jesus for it.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative, and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.